The scripture reading comes to us today from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11.
Last week was a very fine week for us here at Dawson Road. We had Brother McKinley Pate come for Sunday, our Friends and Family Day, and direct for us a gospel meeting through Tuesday evening. That gospel meeting has now come and gone. It is now history in the books, history in our lives. And first of all, I want to thank those of you who faithfully attended and supported our gospel meeting and Friends and Family Day last week. We had a tremendous day on Sunday. We had 86 present for our Friends and Family Day, which is quite a number for us. And we thank you for inviting your friends, inviting your family to come and to be a part of us on that day. Brother Pate preached to us from the Word of God, and he did his job well. He did the very thing that Paul encouraged Timothy to do, to preach the Word of God faithfully. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, Paul charges Timothy, preach the Word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching. You know, any time that God's word is preached, good has been done. And I firmly believe that much good was done last week here at Dawson Road. And I believe the activities of last week helped our congregation in many ways. You know, gospel meetings remind us of tremendous opportunities that can be made by us as we live for God in this life. You know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 9, he said, a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversities. And I want to suggest to you this morning, my friends, that great doors were opened to us last week through our efforts in our gospel meeting. And I also want to suggest to you that it is our responsibility to use these opportunities that God has given to us to serve Him in this community and in our congregation. Now, the question that I have for you today is this. Now that the gospel meeting is over, what are we going to do with it? Now, you may think, what do you mean, what are we going to do with it? It's over. It's history. What can be done? Well, I'm going to tell you, my friends, this morning that there are many things that every one of us can do to continue to promote Christ and His church the way we did it last week. We can continue to bring honor to God. We can continue to bring honor to His Son. We can continue to honor the Holy Spirit. And what I want to do this morning is suggest some things to you that we can continue to do, that we did last week very successfully. The first thing I want to suggest to you is that we can continue to be an active participant in the Lord's work. Answer me this. Have you ever thought of Dawson Road as your church? Have you ever thought of the church work that is done here as your work? You see, the only way that we can succeed as a family of God's people is by actually attaching ourselves as a part of the family. Now, we called last Sunday Friends and Family Day. Many people brought their extended family here to be a part of our worship service last week. Many of us, most of us, if not all of us, was here last week with our family as a part of God's family here at Dawson Road. But I want to suggest to you this morning, my friends, there is a lot more to being a Christian than by naming yourself as a part of the church or as a part of the family at Dawson Road. Now, we all are part of a family, physical families here upon this earth. We have a particular last name that we follow, that we go by, because we are a part of that family. Now, we're not the very first of our family name, but we carry that family name. I am not the first of the Hamner family, at least not the first that came to America. The first Hamner man, his name was Nicholas Hamner, came to America in about 1750 A.D. He was the first American Hamner, and every Hamner that has lived since in this country came from him. Yes, including Earl Hamner of the Waltons. I am related to him. But I wasn't the first one. You may not be the first of your family, but you carry the name. You are part of that family. We are all part of the family of God. But there is a lot more to being a part of the family of God than by saying, I am a member of the church and I am a part of the family. We must determine that the Lord and His work is going to be the very first and foremost part of our lives. And not just do that, as I said in Bible class, 4 hours a week, which is 2% of your life in a week. There is a lot more to being a Christian than 2% of your life. We are challenged to live for God every day of our life. We were challenged throughout the meeting last week to give God His proper place in our lives. We have to practice that which God has told us to do. And He tells us one thing in particular in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now, you know, the only way that we will ever be able to do this is to actually believe what Jesus is saying here. This statement that He makes here in Matthew 6:33 is both a command and a promise. The command to seek God and God's kingdom first. In other words, God has to be number one. He cannot be number two. And most definitely on down the line. The promise is that if we will put God number one in our lives, that the other things that we think about, the other things that we worry about, are going to fall into place and be added to us. You know, Jesus, in prior verses, had just been talking about the things that man worries about. He worries about where his next meal is going to come from. He worries about what clothes he's going to wear. He's worried about keeping a roof over his head. And as he mentioned, some even worry about how tall they're going to get or how many hairs they have on their head. I don't worry about that anymore because I have very few hairs on my head anymore compared to what I used to have. But God knows we worry about these things. He knows we think about these things. He knows we need these things. And believe it or not, He has promised all of these things to us. But we must put Him first. And let Him take care of the rest. We need to be faithful to participate in our worship to Him. Yes, it's important. It is a command. And we need to involve ourselves in the work of the church. Be active in it. And it doesn't mean just coming here 2 hours or 4 hours every week. There's a lot more to it than that. And if you don't believe that now, God will point that out to you on Judgment Day. So we need to be active. We also need to continue to be enthusiastic about His church. You know, every successful business has a good PR program. Y'all know what PR is? Public relations. Boy, let me tell you, when I worked for Motorola, they shoved public relations down my throat almost every day because my job happened to be customer oriented, and I dealt with the customer every day, and I had to understand public relations. I want to tell you, my friends, that you and I, every one of us in this room, is the very heart of the public relations program of the Dawson Road Church of Christ. You are the representative of God's kingdom here. And when you're chatting with your friends and with your neighbors, you need to see to it that you are promoting God and His church when you're talking to them. Let me ask you something. When you talk to your friends and your neighbors, do you ever mention the good things that go on here at this congregation? Do you ever talk to your friends about the various Bible studies that take place here every week from the classroom here at Dawson Road and from the lessons that you hear from the pulpit? Do you ever speak of that in a positive way? Not because of your preacher, but because of the word that God has given to us. Do you ever mention the closeness of our church family? The fact that we actually get along with one another. You know, not every church can say that. And we actually work well together as a group of God's people. And what about our words? Do you ever talk to other people about the different works that go on here at Dawson Road? Are you even aware of the fact that this congregation has 15 different programs in our program of work? That's unbelievable for a small church to have 15 different things going on at the same time. They're all listed in the bulletin, and I know only about half of you ever read my bulletin. I wish the other half would read my bulletin. And if you do, you'll see all 15 of them mentioned. And the people that are in charge of it, and the work that is getting done. And I printed enough bulletins today for every one of you to walk out of here with a bulletin. Please take a bulletin home with you. We talk about things such as our foreign mission work, our domestic mission work, our local outreach, what we do here for the town, and even benevolence that we do. It's all there. And we're all a part of it. Do you ever talk about these things? Do you ever mention the fact that we make a tremendous effort to be a family and to fellowship one another and enjoy being together on a regular basis? When you go out the door this morning, look to the left at the bulletin board as you go out the canopy door. You will find that bulletin board filled with activities that this church does. In fact, there's 17 of them on the board. Some of them we've already done. Some of them are yet coming up that we do this year to keep us together. Do you ever talk about those things? But here's the most important thing when you're chatting with your friends and with your neighbors. Say nothing to be a discouragement to the work of this church. Some of you didn't hear that. I'm going to say it again. Say nothing that would be a discouragement for this church. And yes, it happens. And yes, it happens here. Terry and I have to deal with this stuff all the time. Because you see, some people just can't help themselves but to be negative about the Lord's work here at Dawson Road. And I want to tell you, my friends, it endangers this congregation. It endangers you as a member of this congregation, and it endangers the person sitting next to you at this congregation. And it needs to stop. And it does happen. On one occasion in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" You see, people had already started talking about Jesus. Many of the disciples had been talking about Jesus. How important he is. And how he has changed their lives. Friends, we need to talk about Jesus. And we need to do it in a positive way. And not whine and complain because something happens here that you don't like. There are things that happen here that I don't like. Terry and I have to make decisions that we don't like. But it's for the good of this church, and that's why we do it. Remember, you want Jesus to talk for you when you stand before Him in judgment. We need to do all that we can do to serve God and to win others. As Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Be enthusiastic. Don't be critical. Then, use your talents. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and said, "I don't have any talent." And that's about the way it sounds when it comes out of their mouth. And I just wonder, did you just take your last breath? Did your heart just stop beating? Are you about to fall dead on the floor? Because that's what's going to happen when you say, "I have no talent." Because everybody who is taking their next breath has talent. And I want to tell you something. Talents from this congregation took place last week. I mean, we had visitors with us at every service because many of you took the initiative to invite people to come. It's talent, folks. That's talent. I made flyers advertising our meeting, and a lot of them disappeared because some of you took them with you and you put them up places or you handed them to people to invite them to come to our service. And it worked. People came. They were admonished. They were lifted up spiritually because this talent that you had was used. And all I can say about that is don't stop now. If every member of the Dawson Road Church of Christ would use this particular talent, many lives would be touched by God's Word. We all have someone in our acquaintances, whether it be friends or family, that we can influence to come to service. And if every member of the congregation would be serious about this, listen, we'd have to tear this building down and build something bigger. We couldn't put everybody in here. And I would love to see that happen. Let me tell you something, friends. It's easy to go by and pick up someone and bring them to church. It's easy to see a visitor and sit down by them and welcome them and make them feel important. It's easy to make them feel at home. It's easy to let other people that we care about them and we love them. And it's easy to introduce them to another member that's sitting across the aisle or in the next pew. This isn't hard. There's nothing hard about this. And we can easily do it. But beware. It is also easy to be guilty of not doing it. And I don't have to tell you the terrible fate that awaits those who do not use their talents for God. Matthew chapter 25. Verse 29. This is the story of the men with the talents. The man who received the one talent. The man who had the easiest job of all. Look what happened to him. For to everyone who has, more will be given. The five talent man, he used what he had, he got five more. The two talent man, he used what he had, he got two more. And he will have an abundance. And they did. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. That one talent man did not use what he had, and it was taken from him. And look what happened to that man in the next verse. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Again, folks, this is not a request. This is not a do it if you want to. It is a command. Use your talents for God. And if you don't think you have any, come and talk to Terry and me. I can promise you we can find a talent that you have that you can do for this church. And then finally, pray for continued success. You know, in practically every prayer that was offered last week throughout our gospel meeting, it was said, Lord, we pray for the success of this meeting. We want it to work. We want souls to be reached. We want souls to be saved. And I think that's great. But we need to understand that last week's gospel meeting is only one of many efforts that go on at this church to reach the lost. We have a very powerful event coming up in June. The last week of June. It's in your calendar. It's on the bulletin board. We are having a summer seminar with Brother Alan Webster. Now, that name may not mean anything to some of you, but to some of you, you know exactly who Alan Webster is. He is the writer for the House to House, Heart to Heart publication that we promote here at this church. In fact, he is also the writer of the majority of the tracts that you'll find on our track racks throughout the building. He is a tremendous gospel preacher, a tremendous writer for the church, and very popular in the brotherhood. And I expect we're going to get people here from all over the state of Georgia just to hear Alan Webster on June the 28th through the 30th. And you know what will really be wonderful? If our local people will support this effort as well. Pray for that. Pray for everything that we do to promote the work, that it will be successful. Pray for Terry and I as elders, that we will make good decisions that to move this congregation forward. Because sometimes we mess up. Sometimes we make mistakes. Pray that we can be successful. Pray for unity. Pray that we can all move in one direction. Pray that we can all become closer to each other as a family of God. Pray for the lost souls who we are trying to reach when we do something like this. Pray for your friends, for your relatives. Can you think of a friend or a relative who you want to see go to hell? Then pray for them. Invite them here. Tell them that we have the answer to their soul. And then pray for yourselves. Pray that you grow spiritually. Because, my friend, without your spiritual strength, this church can never be as strong as it can be. Because you are a part of this church. You see, there is tremendous power in prayer. And maybe you need to pray this prayer. Confess your trespasses one to another. Pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Do you know how powerful you are when you pray to God? Even though you may pray a prayer to God and know you have no power to correct that what you're praying for, understand that God does have the power to act and react in what you're asking. Pray for continued success. Well, you tell me. Did our gospel meeting last week do any good? And yeah, I know it went through some people's mind. Boy, I can't wait till this thing's over with. Did it really do any good? My friends, if we were focused on Christ and His church, it did. And if you think it didn't do any good, could it be that you're partly to blame for that because you showed no effort, you showed no interest in what we were doing last week, and you have no intention of showing any interest in what we do for the rest of the year? Yeah, I know people think that way. Let's always be willing to talk to others about Christ, to promote Christianity. Tell of the good things that come from being a Christian. Because I'm going to tell you, friends, everybody in this room who is a Christian, you are a better person for it. And I do hope you see that and that you know that. And there is good that comes from being a part of the Dawson Road Church of Christ. We need to talk about this wonderful Jesus. He's not just a Savior. He is the Savior. The only Savior. Let's talk up this wonderful book called the Bible. Because it's not just a book. It is the book. By the way, it is still, after all of these years, the number one selling publication on the face of this planet. Even with all the trash that is out there in this world, God's Word is still number one. Amen. Let's talk about His church. It's not just one church among many. It is the church. It is the one church. It is the one that Jesus came to establish. And He did. It is the one that Jesus promised to build and preserve. And He has. Talk it up. Today, if you're not a Christian, the greatest thing that you can do is to give your life to the Lord. The greatest thing that you can do is to be active in God's work, to be enthusiastic in God's work, and to use your talents for God's work. That's the greatest thing that you can do. You can strengthen yourself today by becoming His child. And today, my friends, if you are a Christian and you have become weak, if other things have pulled you away from God, the greatest thing that you can do is strengthen yourself again in God by rededicating your life to Him. The faithful of this church is here to help you do just that if you will come back to Him. God has always had a place for you in His Word. And you have always had a talent that you can use for Him. Are you willing to take your place? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to move God's church forward? Today, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing this song.